With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Isaac Asimov writes every day, including Saturday, Sunday, and holidays. Such discipline is no doubt partly responsible for Asimov's nearly 370 books.
I just type whenever I'm not doing something else, and I do as little something else as possible.
Isaac Asimov was born in Russia in 1920. When he was three, his parents immigrated to the U.S., where they opened a candy store in Brooklyn. Asimov taught himself to read when he was five, graduated from high school when he was 15, and earned three degrees, including a Ph.D. in chemistry at Columbia. Isaac Asimov was 19 when he sold his first science fiction story. That was in 1939.
We remember those days. It was a different world. There were only a few magazines that represented the total publication of science fiction, and only one of them was a class magazine. That was Astounding.
And there was just a handful of good science fiction writers.
We all knew each other. We were all poor together because you didn't make much money. It was a penny a word. Eventually, it went up to 2 cents a word.
Asimov calls it pen money, but he admits it helped to pay for his education.
My first 11 years as a successful science fiction writer, I made a total of $7,700. Not per year, for the entire 11 years.
The science fiction field has changed today.
There are hundreds of science fiction writers. Some of them can insist on six-figure advances. Some routinely get bestsellers.
While Asimov has tackled many subjects, he's best known for his Foundation series. Isaac Asimov's latest books include Foundation and Earth, Foundation's Edge, and the most recent, Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Even before Isaac Asimov earned his Ph.D. in chemistry, he was writing stories and novels. In 1949, Asimov joined the faculty of the Boston University School of Medicine.
By the time I got my Ph.D., I was an established science fiction writer, so that it wasn't that I abandoned my science to become a science fiction writer.
But Isaac Asimov felt that he had to make a decision about his career.
So in 1958, I stopped teaching. Kept my title. I'm still professor of biochemistry at Boston University School of Medicine, and I became a full-time writer, and now I'm a full-time writer for 30 years.
Isaac Asimov says that after World War II, there was no longer a feeling that science fiction was kid stuff.
We had been writing stories about nuclear bombs and the disasters that might result for years, and then suddenly became real. And then in the 50s, they started talking about computers, rockets. Beginning with the 1950s, science fiction writers were taken seriously.
Asimov says there are a lot of experimental elements in science fiction today.
In the 1960s, a new generation of science fiction writers came in that weren't interested primarily in machinery and technology of the future, but were interested in social structure, in characterization.
And Asimov admits that his own publication, Isaac Asimov's science fiction magazine, sometimes reaches out of the genre.
He started off intending to print only science fiction, straight science fiction, but some fantasy creeps in now and then.
Doubleday has published Isaac Asimov's latest novel, the story of the people in a miniaturized submarine injected into a human bloodstream. Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Isaac Asimov was 22 years old, he got an idea. It was to be a short story about the fall of the Galactic Empire. Asimov went to John Campbell, legendary editor of Astounding Stories, to talk to him about it.
By the time he and I finished talking, it wasn't a short story. It was an endless series. He wanted me to write a history of the future.
By the end of 8 years, Isaac Asimov had written enough stories about the Galactic Empire to fill three books.
Although the magazine stories appeared in the 1940s, the three books, Foundation, Foundation Empire, and Second Foundation, came out 51, 52, and 53.
By this time, Isaac Asimov had tired of the Foundation series.
I wanted to go on to other things, and I felt three books were enough. The only trouble was, there were always new youngsters who discover science fiction. Each generation of readers would pick up the Foundation trilogy and notice that it was unfinished.
32 years after Isaac Asimov finished what he thought was the last of the Foundation series, his publisher asked him to write another.
And I was scared stiff. I mean, I'd written them in my 20s. Now I was in my 60s. I wasn't sure that I could still have that rough-hewn vigor.
But if there is anything Asimov has, it is vigor. So he wrote the fourth novel in the series, Foundation's Edge, which jumped to the bestseller list.
So I wrote a couple of robot books to finish my robot novel series, which I'd also abandoned many years ago. And then I wrote the fifth book, Foundation and Earth, which has just come out in paperback.
Isaac Asimov's latest hardcover is Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, in which he writes of a miniaturized submarine that explores the brain of a comatose Soviet scientist, published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A movie called Fantastic Voyage was in the works in 1966, and the producers went to science fiction writer Isaac Asimov to ask him to write a novelization of the screenplay.
There was a certain amount of reluctance on my part because I'd never done anything like that before, and because I felt it was perhaps a little beneath my dignity to use someone else's imagination. But finally, I agreed, on condition I could get a hardcover book out of it. I didn't want it to be just a throwaway.
Asimov's novelization of Fantastic Voyage, the tale of a miniaturized submarine that enters the bloodstream of a human, is still being sold. But Asimov kept thinking about a follow-up with different characters and a new plot.
The people who made the movie, and I won't fault them in this, they were interested in making an exciting movie, and a successful one they did. But except for getting the biology fairly correct, they didn't worry about the physics of it. In fact, you could tell from internal evidence that they didn't know that matter was composed of atoms.
So in his new follow-up book, Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, Asimov says he is more scientifically accurate.
I tried to be just about as scientific as one can be for miniaturization, which is a theoretical impossibility, of course.
Well, that's exactly what your hero says. It's impossible, and he's still saying it is. He's being injected into the bloodstream
of this Soviet scientist. It is impossible unless you can figure out some way of reducing the value of Planck's constant. I don't think there is any way.
That has something to do with mass. Mass must also be reduced at the same proportion.
Yes, everything has to be reduced.
Doubleday published Isaac Asimov's Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, and the fifth in his Foundation series, Foundation and Earth, is now out in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Science fiction writer Isaac Asimov admits he is not a great stylist, that he's not poetic, but he does aim for clarity.
The people who don't particularly like the way I write say I haven't improved. And the people who do like the way I write say, gee, Asimov, you're keeping it up.
Of the nearly 370 books Isaac Asimov has written, about 200 are nonfiction, dealing with such subjects as the Bible, mythology, geography, history. An upcoming book will be Isaac Asimov's annotated Gilbert and Sullivan.
I'm looking not for a specialized audience. I'm not writing to fellow intellectuals. I'm writing to for the general public.
And yes, there have been changes in Isaac Asimov's work since he sold his first story in 1939.
My original novels were 70,000 words long. The novels I write now are 140,000 words long. So the plots are more complicated.
If Isaac Asimov had his way, he'd write more mysteries, such as his successful Murder at the ABA.
It's a lot easier to write mysteries than to write science fiction. I'd write mystery novels, like Murder at the ABA, by choice, but my publishers know exactly which side of the bread is buttered, and it's the science fiction novels that are bestsellers, not the mystery novels.
Isaac Asimov's latest book is Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, published by Doubleday. The most recent of his Foundation series, Foundation and Earth, is now out in paperback.
I love to write. I've never had writer's block in my life. I just sit down and write. Publishers humor me tremendously. I mean, anything I write, they're willing to publish. It's a wonderful feeling.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.